Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis for Thursday, November 29th, 2012.
Was that radio voice guy?
That was radio guy.
Episode 8 point. Where are we?
Where are we at? I don't know. 3-1?
3-7. 3-7.
All I know is it's episode 481.
That's
500
right.
Will be coming in the Super Bowl. We're starting to tell it. Tell your friends now.
Tell everyone 500.
Wake the children. Slap the baby.
Episode of NFL Rants and Raves will be recorded live from the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Steven makes all predictions and promises regarding our ventures. I promise you, Jeff. Promises you, we will have more freaking celebrities on show 500 than you could possibly imagine. We will blow your mind.
Yeah, 500 is going to be
blow your mind.
There's going to be videos of it. There's going to be, and you know what? We are starting now. We're going to have so much freaking
press.
We're
going to do the whole thing naked.
That would get a lot of press there.
But the wrong kind.
But anyways, that's true. The wrong kind. Press. Definitely, Jeffrey, we're going to start pumping it. 500 shows.
You tell me how many
NFL
podcasts got 500. You tell me.
None.
And you know,
I'm not sure.
There's a lot of you out there that have been hanging in there since the early hundreds.
I cannot believe that there have been people who have been listening.
You people rule the school. That's all there is to it.
Season one. We love
Hand
you.
Clap
we thank
for the long-time
you.
Listeners.
Anyways,
long-time listener, no-time caller.
We got 16 games a day, 16 to pick. Jeffrey.
And we got meetings we got to get to. So
do.
The fact is we got to roll.
Roll.
And we can't let this go 90 minutes.
So let's go. Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. So just NFL Rants, I love how that is. So just to clear it up for folks, this is
episode
8.37, okay. The week 13. That's right, Jeffrey.
Where is the season gone?
Preview show. Here we go. We're going to start with a little bit of news. The Philadelphia Eagles are having a fire sale. Everything must go. Fire sale.
I'm Crazy Owl and everything must go. Why? Because I'm crazy. Justin Babbitt, you want him? You got him. I want to ditch some payroll right now. We're looking to move payroll.
They they released Jason Babbitt, and he was picked up by the Jacksonville Jaguars this morning. Three teams placed a claim on Babbitt. And the team with the lowest waiver number was the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That
the
sucks.
Only team
worse
is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well,
and so he,
and the Chiefs didn't make a claim.
The Chiefs didn't make a claim.
How bad are the Chiefs?
How bad are the
you
Chiefs?
You don't even make a claim for a pretty good defensive player that can get you a lot of sacks.
Yeah.
You don't care. You don't care.
Apparently not. So Babbin, poor Babbin. Babbin is now a Jacksonville Jaguar.
But I must say, not to tip my hand too much here.
Yeah.
But he's going to get a win this week, and I can't say that so much about his team.
Well, sources close to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Did you hear
Eagles,
what I said?
Kind of.
Babbitt's going to get a win this week.
Maybe. Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, see?
That might be one of the games we differ
see?
On, I think.
See? I've got upsets in my picks.
He's got upsets. But now I wonder what this is doing. Longtime listener and good friend of the show, Mike DeCabbie.
Oh.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Shout out, Mike. Happy freaking birthday, you big
and
stud.
We tweeted, and he says, I'm still trying to digest this release of Babbitt by the Eagles. It's like, why would they let Andy Reid
make any personnel like moves since he's not going to be around to live with them?
And so I said, I'm pretty sure this came from up top.
No,
I'm pretty
Jeffrey
sure.
Lurie is the one pulling the strings
Lurie
now.
Lurie said here, you know what? He's not performing the way we'd expect.
Which is really weird because he's
got six sacks.
And he led the team in sacks last year, which means he's not falling off that much.
Right.
So you're shedding salary.
Yeah,
we're
going to be in rebuilding mode. We're going to shed some salary.
We're going to suck for a couple of years.
And Eagles defensive line coach Jim Washburn was not pleased with Andy Reid.
Good.
And
probably Mr. Lurie.
Sources close to Washburn told Jeff McClain of the Philadelphia Inquirer that he was not happy with the move. I don't even think he was consulted, Jeff.
I doubt it.
Which leads me to believe.
Him?
At the end of this season, not only is Reid gone, but the entire
staff. The whole regime is gone. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's... Absolutely. It is. Look, you know, you made the case for Marty Morningweg to possibly be the head coach. Because I put you on the hot seat. You didn't suggest it. But, you know, I went back and I looked at his Detroit Lions days. He was bad.
Well.
He was bad. He was part of that whole era of.
But he could. It hasn't happened.
Matt Millen. He was part of the Matt Millen regime.
Basically, what we've heard is that Reed is definitely there for the Cowboys game this weekend. So he'll be coaching this weekend. But you know what?
That's the vote of confidence you want. Definitely here next week.
If he coaches this game against the Cowboys, just let him finish. He's got to finish.
It's insulting, and it's not helpful, okay?
It isn't.
It's called lose, lose, lose. The first lose is the football game.
Right.
Second is your pride. The third is the team.
Yeah.
You're not helping anywhere. You want to bring in a new guy. You want them to be very involved in player personnel, just as Andy Reid has been the guy who has steered that team to, I don't know, five consecutive NFC Championship games. Yeah. But you know, that's in the past. Let me talk as an Arsenal guy quickly here, Steven.
Yeah.
You know, what is the man who speaks French and then doesn't like to open his mouth very much, what does he do?
What?
The coach of the Arsenal.
Yeah, what does he do?
Okay. What does he do? He won really big early, and then what have you done for me lately?
Yes.
Nothing. That's kind of, he's the Andy Reid, only.
Do we have that song on cue? We should start playing that.
Playing what?
What have you done for me lately?
No, Joey we've Jackson never song. Had that.
We need to get it on cue.
Because
there are a lot of people, what have you done for me lately?
And so, look, just like I believe that it is time for the man in Arsenal. And yeah, I'm blanking on his name. I'll be honest. Because it's early. Because Steven made me start early because of a meeting. Ashton, oh, dude. Don't. Arsene Wenger.
There you go.
Arsene Wenger.
I knew if I would give it to you, you'd give me
something nonsensical, yes. It would jar my brain
Arsene
into waking
Wenger.
Up.
Yes,
time for Arsene to go, it's probably time for Andy to go. It's because really, what did you do early? Yeah, you did some good things early, but what have you done lately? Yes. Holy crap! Don't get me started.
I want to give you what Andy Reid and the Philadelphia Eagles have done lately. How about that?
Yeah.
Other than the fact that they already started this season at 3-8, which, remember, this was supposed to be the year.
Yeah.
That everything had been cleared up and it was no longer
for
dream
sure,
team.
8-8.
It was not supposed to be dream scenario or anything like that, right?
Pretty sure I said your whole damn division was 8-8. Pretty sure I did.
Like
and it's
that.
Kind of planned it out that way.
Well, last year, they finished at 8-8.
There you go.
It was not pretty.
Just like I predicted
so
last
couple,
year.
I don't think they win 8 games this year. So it's going to be worse. They're going to have a losing record this year.
Well,
so
for
last
no
year
other
was
reason,
8-8.
For no other reason, and there are plenty of other reasons,
yes.
But for no other reason than the dysfunction in the front office there.
Right.
Things are chaotic. People are showing up. This is like Didi's workplace right now. Where people just like show up
throwing
and go,
your
I wonder who's not there. I wonder who's not there today. She says, I'm not allowed to ask her if she had a nice day. I'm supposed to ask her when she comes home, who quit today?
Oh, I see.
That's depressing.
Is she hiring? Because I need a job. I might have to send Dee my resume.
Yes, but she might have to do QA, which you hate. You loathe.
I do not like QA.
And you're not quite a project manager. So it's like, you know, of a big company.
All right. So the year before that, in 2010, they won the division at 10-6. But then they were ousted.
Oh, yeah. Immediately.
In the playoffs. In 2009, so this is the last 4 years. In 2009, the Philadelphia Eagles were 11-5. They finished second to the Dallas Cowboys in. They made the playoffs as a wild card. That's when the Cowboys beat them the first game of the playoffs.
Three games in a row or something.
So
crazy.
There you go. The Eagles, over the last four seasons, yeah, they've made the playoffs twice, but they didn't go very far.
Yeah.
And
that's
and
how Shanahan
and
saw
the
last
door two
in Denver,
seasons, yeah,
was
right.
That he won Super Bowls, you know,
and then
he only took them to the playoffs. Right. And they didn't do well enough.
Well, and I think the thing with Andy Reid is, yeah, they did go to that one Super Bowl.
He set
they
the bar
lost.
Really high early.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, man, we haven't even
do you think he's satisfied? Do you think Andy's satisfied?
No, he's not. He's not.
Andy
trust me,
loves
he is,
to win.
He is going to land on his feet. I think the best thing for Andy Reid, take a year off, get your family in order, get it straight. You know, you've had some tragedies within your family, so you get that all squared away. After you take a year off, and then you come back with a renewed passion.
I need him back this year with San Diego.
I don't know if that's the move he wants to make.
He's an East Coast guy.
Yeah.
I don't see him fitting in San Diego. Never mind. Okay. So
there you go. That's all we got to say about the Phillies. I do one more news before we get to the game, Jeffrey. Brandon Marshall, wide receiver of the Chicago Bears, come out and said something that's a little controversial.
Controversy?
Yes, what is controversy.
That? What is that?
Is he saying that there are some players in the National Football League that use Viagra for an edge on the football field, kind of as a performance-enhancing drug.
Well, they test for replacement therapy of, say, testosterone could give you increased muscle mass and possibly aggression, possibly, thinking medically. But, again, I thought that in blood work that would come out if your levels are off.
This was his quote.
Oh, they don't do blood testing. They only do urine testing.
Here's his quote. I'm fortunate enough to be blessed with
size
and some smarts to give me my edge. But some guys, they'll do whatever they can.
So he wasn't talking below the waist.
To get an edge. No.
And above the knees.
Right.
Okay.
He's talking about
the football
field. I thought
he was going to start boasting about his prowess and why I would
never do
that.
Some guys, they'll do whatever they can to get an edge. I've heard some crazy stories. I've heard of guys using like Viagra. Seriously.
Could you imagine trying to play football Chubb, could you imagine?
Because the blood is supposedly thin, some crazy stuff like that. So, you know, it's kind of scary with some of these chemicals that are in some of these things. So you have to be careful. And no, I didn't go there. I read the story and I'm like, man, but that's true. It does give you.
And where does it? Where is it?
Know.
Now, just
you better
we know
a big
from
old
being,
cup.
We
you better have a big old cup. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not even going there anymore. Now I'm going to the other end of the equation, if you will. Where does the blood come from to do its job downstairs? Anyone who has been a teenage male knows where the blood comes from. The brain.
Yeah. So you start acting stupid on the field.
You are not as intelligent when that's happening.
I'll take the zero.
I'll take the zero. It's
no,
not...
no. We really want you to come work on this problem on the
no,
board.
Really,
no,
no, ma'am,
really, I'll take
I
the zero.
I have a problem down below, and therefore, I'm not embarrassed about that, but the blood's being sucked from my brain right now.
I can't even do the problem if I wanted to.
You think I'd be embarrassed about that, but I'm not. I'm not smart enough right now. And the blood being thin, the blood actually gets thicker when you do this kind of treatment, Steven.
Well, the reason this came out is because some players have been...
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on radio.
They've been suspended. The Patriots, the Seahawks, they have players suspended because of PEDs.
Right.
And so they were asking Brandon Marshall about this one PED, Adderall. He says, I don't know anything about that, but
I
know guys are taking Viagra. And so I just think that's... It's scary in a sense to me, I guess, that guys
pharmacology is trying to win us football games.
Yes.
Now, the Adderall thing is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, why do I know so much about drugs? Remember, I had classes in pharmacology,
okay,
when I was in graduate school. So I know a little thing or two, and I'm not talking completely out my butt here. And Adderall is really fascinating. That is the primary treatment drug for ADHD. Okay, so the thing and it's becoming, especially on college campuses, Stephen, it is becoming the sexy drug of choice. You can go out and party your brains out on a Friday night and still spend Saturday studying if you go and get yourself some Adderall. It gives the mind an amazing ability to focus. So if you don't have ADHD, you get a hyper ability to focus.
Okay,
that's really helpful on a football field, is it not?
Yeah.
So that's where Adderall is becoming abused recreationally in party schools and in the NFL. And it's a shame. We finally have found a medicine that is not Ritalin, which basically just dopes kids up to treat ADHD, and now it's being abused for the wrong reasons.
Also, it is weird.
Steven, I have a rave.
Uh-oh.
I have a rave because we don't do raves.
All right.
So I have a rave.
Rave it up.
But here's the problem. So we need a sound for the rave.
Yeah, sure. Hit it in.
Okay.
Rave it. It's a rave about a good old boy.
How long has it been since we've sang?
I can tell you
it's how been long a it's long been. Time,
really?
Steven.
But we have it's one, don't
a,
we?
No, we have a former player. Former players don't count. But it's just so my rave. Yes, there's sadness in my rave. I'll be honest, full disclosure. But
there's sadness
for to the players for behaving themselves and staying out of the hands of law enforcement.
Yeah,
you get a hand clap. It means we can't sing.
It's been a while, but
that's my point.
But,
so to the players,
but
for minding their P's and Q's,
we did not report on the November 24th arrest of Dolphin safety Jonathan Amaya.
Dolphin safety Jonathan Amaya.
Yes,
I've heard of him.
He was arrested for a battery of a cab driver. There you go. Sing it up, Jeffrey.
Never meaning no harm.
There you go. I know you wanted to sing.
It beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
I think the last time we sang that was back in September with Jonathan John Abrams of the Falcons before they released him.
Oh, I thought you were saying Abraham, and I'm like,
no, yeah, John Abraham, yeah.
John Abraham got trouble.
Yeah.
They released John Abraham. He's on the squad.
Obstructing police and
John Abraham's on the team.
No, they released him recently.
I'm checking right now.
Yeah,
but
check.
Steven, I'm pretty confident that Abraham has still been there. But
no, they just released him recently, and that's when everybody was like, "What in the world happened to the Falcons that they would release Abraham?"
John Abraham is the right defensive end for the Atlanta Falcons. He has played in 11 games this season, and he is active and starting in Week 12 game at Tampa Bay Sunday. Abraham was listed on the injury report as probable due to a lingering back injury. Abraham is yet to miss a game this season for the Falcons. That's as definitive as you get. You know, I just, because I have the Falcons in the Super Bowl, I track them a little closer than I do a lot of other teams. And if John Abraham wasn't there, I would know that. And this team, trust me, would be in a world of hurt, and I might be picking differently tonight.
Okay. So you're taking the...
I am taking the Atlanta Falcons,
who
absolutely,
did the
on
Falcons
the short
release
weeks.
Then?
I can't tell
Ray,
you that.
Ray Edwards. It was Ray Edwards. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They released Ray Edwards.
Okay. So, yeah, that little less important of a player. I mean, because John Abraham is the anchor there on that line.
Yeah, I got him crossed with Ray Edwards. But he was arrested on obstruction charges back in September. And I don't know.
Just know, as we slowly segue to tonight's game, Pariah Jerry, Jonathan Babineau, Croy Bierman, John
Jonathan
Abraham.
Babin? Oh. What are you talking about?
Bah! I'm talking about the front four
of the
Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
That is going to Drew Brees. I'm sad for Drew Brees.
Brees, he did kind of tear them up last time.
Yeah, but a lot's happened since then. His offensive line has regressed dramatically, and he's been getting his butt handed to him on more occasions than he could probably remember because he's gotten his bell rung enough times.
Yeah.
And Drew Brees is a tough guy. But you're just going to get beaten on more tonight, and it breaks my heart because, first of all, I need you in fantasy football. Let's be honest. But second of all, I care about you as a person. So let's make sure we get that order right.
31-27 was their last meeting with the Saints.
Yeah. That was where the Saints decided
Jimmy
to drag
Graham,
themselves up off.
Two touchdowns.
And
in
now
that game.
Every pass that Drew Brees throws is to Jimmy Graham, even though he's in triple coverage.
And what's wrong
and
with
it's
that?
Falling
Jimmy
down.
Graham's
well, it's,
guy.
He's not balling. He's so not balling right now because he's got guys all over him. And Drew's just, he's forcing the issue, and it's sad. Mm-hmm. So. That was my rave, was four athletes staying out of trouble these days. And that's like a record for
us. What about the Atlanta airport workers that egged the Saints bus when they landed? Did you hear about that or read about
no.
that?
No.
Yeah,
how many of them were TSA employees?
Just
asking. I'm just asking.
But
these
a couple
questions.
Players tweeted, like, our bus is getting egged. I thought that was funny. Chase Daniel says, wow, we're boarding buses on the tarmac in Atlanta at the Atlanta airport, and we're getting eggs thrown at us by airport workers. Guess they do hate us. Hey, El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
Sorry about that. Was weak.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
What are you gonna do?
Bing, bing.
I thought I hit the wrong button.
Bing, and then I heard the start of the intro or outro. You're finishing the. I mean, we've only been here 20 minutes.
I know.
You want to finish the show?
Got 16. I'm trying to get you to a meeting.
I know.
You got to get on your Sunday going to meeting.
The Atlanta Falcons host the New Orleans Saints. Their only loss of the season came at the hands of these New Orleans Saints. 31-27, as we just said. Jeffrey, what do you see? What do you know? Are we disagreeing
in this
one?
I've been less than hospitable to the Atlanta Falcons and their great 10 wins.
You have been.
But this is not one of those situations on a short week where you have, as I have described, an offensive line in New Orleans that has been less than ideal.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I yelled at you a little bit for your rankings this week. I yelled secretly.
That kind of, I thought that was...
Secretly,
I got it in the email. In the text that you sent,
you
which is...
the email?
The text or something that said, are you sure? What about this and this? That means this and this.
There was a lot of questions. I just wanted to make sure that's what you wanted to convey, that you know you had some pretty high profile teams who won, yet they fell in your rankings, and you had other teams
room,
that weren't
Steven,
as high profile.
How do you make room at a top of the table for teams that you believe deserve to be at the top of the table? How do you do that, Steven? The point of a ranking system, how do you make room at the top if everybody at the top has won? How do you make room? You devise a system. Do I go into digits? Do I go into alphanumeric characters?
My belief of a ranking system, if I were to have one.
No, you don't. You don't have a ranking system.
Let me say, if I have one, if you win, you're not falling spaces.
Well,
you're not dropping.
And I would say your system is dumb because it doesn't take into account the reality of the win or what other might.
It was a huge overtime win on the road. What else do you want?
You just said, absolutely, Steven, if you win, you remain.
Yeah,
yep, that's your statement.
You do stay.
So let's say the Cleveland Browns come into town and you win 9-6. You go, hey, it's a win. You can't move. You can't move. Oh, and by the way, your quarterback got injured, and so did the backup. And now you've got a third. But you can't move because you won.
Not for that week. Let's see how it plays out the rest of the week. We don't know. So you would have dropped the Rams in the season Trent Green went down, all the way down to the bottom, and then they would have had to work their way all the way up to the top with
Kurt
Warner.
Have I dropped anyone from the top to the bottom?
I'm just saying.
Have I dropped anyone from the top to the bottom?
Houston went from number one 2 weeks ago
to four.
To four.
Oh, my God.
And not in the gold.
That's a free fall. That's a freaking free fall.
When you're 10-1, I believe it is.
I'm trying to make room for some 8-win teams that I believe deserve to be above them.
Okay.
That I believe are better than them.
Okay, and we disagree.
And
I don't believe those 8-win teams are better than Houston.
Steven,
I don't believe anybody's better than Houston
I
right now.
The reason I created my power rankings, my powerful rankings, is because of my frustration with everybody else's.
Okay.
And I said, I'm not going to complain, Steven. Why did you start this show? Because you wanted a voice.
Yes.
You felt like nobody was saying what was really going on with the trade of Randy Moss.
Yes.
Nobody's saying it.
Nobody.
Damn it. I'm going to say it. I feel the same way about my powerful rankings.
That's
nobody
good.
Has seen things the way I see things. And I don't blame them, because if you do, you're cursed. I understand. If you see things the way I do, I pity you. I pity the fool.
Yeah.
But this is how I see things.
All right.
And on any given week, things can change dramatically.
Then they should be more your opinions of the teams than your
Jeff's
rankings.
Powerful rankings.
Okay, but it's not really a ranking. I don't think it's a ranking. I think it's more your opinion.
Well, first of all, it's my rankings, so don't tell me that it's not my rankings.
Okay, they're your rankings.
Thank you.
But to me, they seem
more
like
hate them.
Your opinions.
You can say Jeff's powerful rankings, which I consider foolishness. You can say that, and that's fine.
Jeff's powerful opinions.
To go out and roll around in the mud with them, like I said, and have a go.
Have people been having a go?
Most people have supported them.
That's what's
creepy.
That is a little creepy.
So I appreciate everyone coming out and interacting. It's fun,
God.
And I can take the shots.
It's the last thing we need is Jeff Ellis clones running around.
Clones!
Oh, please, Rome.
Jim Rome, movie to Showtime,
please,
because there's
Jim
not enough
Rome.
People watching CBS Sports Network. Oh, pity to man, pity to fool.
Okay.
CBS Sports Network, you've never heard of it. I've got the Falcons.
All right, we both have the
Rolling
Falcons.
Rolling with 10-1, and it's a shame because it will probably knock the Saints out of the playoff race.
Yes, yes.
And that's too bad because Saints have everything to play for. I just think it's too much tonight. And
you have Saints, Redskins, Cowboys in the NFC that are 5-6. One more loss and you see you later.
Now, Steve, just so you know, I just billed for your tonight's performance on TalkSport.
Okay. So I have to do it.
It would be really helpful.
Okay.
Because I just wanted to get through November and get the books cleared.
Right. Right.
And we now I
did get the email from Ivana. I'm on David Levine's producing. I'm on with Mike and I'm doing the whole spiel.
You're doing Thursday Night Football and you're doing your 3 a.m.
3:05 to 3:50.
So they got you on with a newsreader too. So just so everyone knows,
I'm asking Levine though to have the Dave Reader give me what he's talking about.
What he's going to talk about.
What he's talking about.
They can do that.
Cuz
Last week, getting ambushed.
I got it right there, and I was like, oh, dude, I'm trying to find the story.
Start Googling to try and find out what the story is to get more information to talk intelligently about
this. Yes, yes.
They will try and push you out of the conversation if you don't have anything intelligent to say.
Right.
I usually hijack the conversation.
Yeah, I don't. I hijack it if I have something to say.
Oh, no.
But I think last week they talked about, they were talking about some soccer dude in Brazil, and I said, wow.
Well, who's going to be the coach for the Brazil national team?
Who cares?
That's a big story right now.
Oh, because it's World Cup.
No, because it's Brazil. And Brazil is a historic franchise.
Yes. What have they done for me lately?
National team. Nothing.
They didn't win the Olympics. No, they didn't win 4 years ago in the World Cup.
No, but they're hosting, so that's got to give them a slight edge.
Is that it?
But anyways, there's a lot of good football news.
The last
news.
Time Brazil. Other than the fact that we found out that, 685 players in all of the leagues in Europe come from Brazil? That's outrageous.
They are a breeding ground.
That is a huge number.
First of all, high five. High five.
High five. What?
My daughter.
Yeah.
Beastine!
In soccer?
Yes.
She made the team?
Beastine!
She's not just on the team. She's beasting on the team?
She is beasting. She's playing center mid.
Wow.
She started at fullback. By the time that the first preseason game was done, she was at center mid.
Wow.
And she is beasting.
Oh, man, now I got to go to
soccer
games.
Now you
got to
start watching her soccer games. That kid is.
I love that
she's
kid.
She's got her mom inside her.
She will.
She's channeling her mom.
She will notice if Uncle Steven's not in the stands.
Right now she doesn't expect anyone to come. But now that she's starting to be, she might start caring if people come.
Exactly. Well,
she didn't know if she could make the transition from gymnast to soccer player.
Her to email me the schedule.
I kept explaining to her that, you know, soccer and gymnastics,
when you're an athlete, dude, you can cross.
This
sports.
Is my point is sweetie, you're not a gymnast, you're an athlete.
Yeah.
And gymnasts kick the ass of the average soccer player.
I remember people hated me because I was a pretty good football player.
Yeah,
but you're a bigger
track player.
But I was a bigger athlete.
Yeah,
and so when it came time to track and when it came down to basketball and baseball, people just how do you pick it up so freaking quickly,
it's
Miranda?
It's either you can do it or you can't. Yeah. Steven can bowl. Okay, yeah. I mean, this is how dumb it is. Yeah. When you're an athlete,
and
you can just do it.
That, why do I bowl well? That's
because
weird.
You're an athlete. How can you pick up golf in your 30s?
That's true. I had never. That was the kicker. When I picked up a golf club and I never played.
It's knowing your body in space, Steven. Yeah. It's being able to externally see yourself, make the necessary adjustments, watch other people, copy what they do. I watch Kara watch Arsenal with me on Saturdays, and she's sitting there like a computer.
Yeah.
This guy should be in that position. This guy should.
Yeah.
I should be coaching that team. You know? Yes, you should, dear.
Yeah.
So, games of importance. Let's get there, baby.
I will admit.
Yes.
That watching the Arsenal QPR game, I was like,
wow, this team's bad.
Arsenal is half their guys are out of position.
18-yard box, they just lose their way.
They get lost.
That's where Robin Van Persie would come in and say, guys, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to pass it to him. He's going to pass it to me. I'm going to score.
I mean, they literally they should have won that game like 4-0.
I know. But we beat Tottenham 5-2. So, you know, all in all, it's been a good season.
I was wondering how long it was going to be before he brought that one up.
Yeah.
All right, games of importance. The Seattle Seahawks traveled to Soldier Field to face the 8-3 Chicago Bears on top of their division.
And it ain't
you know what?
Be so cold
I was
yet.
Saying that the Bears and the Packers and that division, my Bears are staying up top. I'm just calling it right now.
Thank you.
Calling it right now.
Thank you.
That Can no change.
That basically no just change. Leaves the delusional NFC East.
It's Steven. Not delusional, and although I got no emails from people, I did get a couple tweets saying, Steven, the NFC East is wide open. Two different people, two different tweets.
Last name Miranda.
No. I'll tell you right now, I'll open stupid twit, tweet deck.
I'll open stupid twit.
Twit. I'll open the twit right now.
I'll throw those twits under a bus. Seahawks at Bears, Steven. And just to give everyone a sense of NFL weather
yes.
and what you can expect this
colder?
Weekend. No, it's not going to be so
on,
cold.
Come on, I want the snow.
It will be December 2nd, and it should be cold there. We will have rain. In
I just got some good stuff, baby. I'm sorry. DeMarco Murray has been back at practice for the last 2 days, and it looks like he will be ready to play this weekend.
If DeMarco Murray could play a half a game, Dallas has a really good chance
just
of winning.
Anything.
Dallas
okay,
has
David,
a really good chance.
David Cejada? I don't know. Should I be giving people's last names?
It's Let's on Twitter. Say,
David.
It's on Twitter, Steven.
And Barry. There you go. Are those two guys, they said, East wide open.
Okay, guys. Take a look again. As far as the standings go, sure. As far as the quality of teams, not so much.
Have you looked at the schedule of the three teams that are in it? The three teams in the NFCs that are in it. Have you looked at their schedules?
Yeah. No, I'm talking
and
about...
And you say the Giants will still win.
I'm saying the Giants are twice as good as the Cowboys and the Redskins.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, can someone other than the Giants win
certainly,
that division?
Certainly.
Yes, okay.
But... based on
that's all the wide openness that we're talking
about. Teams winning a division.
Well, we'll find
I don't
out on
see
Monday
that
night.
Happening.
We'll find out on Monday night, shall we?
Why? Because the Cowboys are going to play the Eagles. That's
no,
going to tell us.
No, that's Sunday night. I said Monday
oh,
night.
Monday
we'll
night.
Find
the
out
Giants,
on Monday
Redskins.
Night. Yes, we'll find out on Monday
wow,
night.
Wow, I didn't know we had the whole NFC East
yeah,
on display this
they're,
weekend.
They're going
playing each other.
Sunday
good.
Night. Cowboys, Eagles.
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night.
I got myself a good one.
You do
I endured
it.
The Panthers.
I may drive out to
the
Rays cave for that.
Yeah, you should.
I may drive.
Dude, you need to
but
be
the problem
but
is that I'll get the headset
whore,
on.
You're going to whore all my time.
I'll take
He's going to take all my time.
Yeah. You know what? We'll disconnect the second mic, and I won't.
So you'll wear the headset, but you just won't have it connected.
Anyways, I got the Bears. I don't, you know, the Seahawks. Let's just face it, Seahawks fans. As good as part of your football team is, you guys are just bad on the road. For Marshawn Lynch to go to Miami and only get 40 yards
yeah.
rushing, that says something about your team not really playing well on the road. And
it is the longest trip in
is.
The NFL.
It is. Yeah,
it is longer
it is.
Than going to London from the
from
East Coast.
New York. Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Seattle
to it Miami is brutal.
It was brutal. But that they had the lead in that game and to let it go late shows how difficult it is
yes.
to make that trip. And here they are. They're going to Chicago. It's going to be loud. It's going to be crazy. And the Bears right now are playing
well, they have Jay Cutler.
With
a
swagger.
A ferocity.
That, you know what? And it's just like, yeah, we had that little hiccup in San Francisco, but we didn't have our starting quarterback. And now we're back. And I like the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears. We should mention two fines, Jeffrey, that the NFL doled out. They did fine Ndamukong Suh $30,000.
I said 40.
For
they
his
did 30.
Kick.
I did. I said 40. They did 30. That proves my point.
Bottom line is, don't kick people in the weenie. And
that's just good advice in general.
Dallas Cowboys cornerback Mike Jenkins was fined $8,000 for his shove on Pierre Garçon. In the Thanksgiving game. There you go.
Yeah.
So basically, all of the fines came out of Thanksgiving. What's up with Thanksgiving? People just want to hit each other and stuff.
They want to show people good football.
Yeah, there you go.
They want to entertain us. Do they not entertain? They did.
Did you see the brawl between
basketball
the Celtics?
Celtics?
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Celtics getting
I don't think the brawl was warranted. He knew that he was going to fall to the ground.
Yeah.
I don't know the players involved.
Rajon Rondo.
Nets. He knew what he was doing,
yeah,
but he was off balance when he put his hand on his shoulder. He didn't know how off balance
yeah.
he was because he wasn't looking.
Right.
But he knew he was pushing him to the ground. He didn't know he'd fall that hard.
Yeah.
That's my take.
Yeah, I think Rajon overreacted
basically.
I thought it's both sides overreacted because it got out of hand.
And just so you know, if you take the Seahawks, you've got Peter King on your side, and his picks usually aren't
God,
good.
Oh, God, Peter's horrible.
So,
Peter's horrible.
I'm going to take the Chicago Bears.
I'm taking the Bears. That's all I needed was that extra support to make sure that I was good with my pick.
The Vikings
and the Packers.
Travel the Packers. Here's a big old NFC
North. The thing I love about Peter, Steven,
yeah,
he picks with his heart.
He does.
He does. Picks. Wouldn't it be cool if? That's how Peter picks.
But what's funny is, like, because he gives a little blurb, like usually a paragraph.
Right.
About why he made his pick.
Peter's picks are so good, I never checked them.
He just tweeted they were out, so I put I brought it up just because I wanted to see who added this game.
Fair enough.
This is not a game
I struggled with.
I never really look at it, but he says, and the fact that he gives scores.
Scores? It's like, why would you give scores when you don't even have a freaking clue about who's going to win?
23-16 is what he's got on this one. Seattle over Chicago.
Holding my breath now.
All right. Now, Vikings-Packers, NFC North tussle.
Now, could be
Vikings
a good game.
Lose this one, and they're in trouble.
Oh, that's too bad because they're going to lose.
Well, we both have the Packers in.
We do, Steven, but I must say.
Why do you have the Packers? I want to know.
They're at home, and they got humiliated.
Yeah, that was my thing. They're coming off a pretty embarrassing loss.
They went in and they watched that film on Monday.
No, you don't even watch that film.
You do watch that film. The coach makes you watch that film.
The only people who watch that film are the offensive linemen, and they're getting grilled, by the way. But everybody else, you just toss it. You toss it. You don't want to see that nonsense.
Really?
Maybe you show the Jordy Nelson touchdown pass, the first one. And then that's just to get like, okay, this is the
that
this
was
the
only an aberration.
It's the only thing we did well. Boom. That's it. Toss the rest of the film. Let's go. Because they played really bad. You know, everybody knows they played bad.
Do you agree with the McCarthy end of the first quarter 51-yard field goal attempt?
No. Because at that time,
it was 7-7.
You play field position, you pin them deep, you hope your defense could do something to make.
I thought that McCarthy had the right idea, which is, look, the Giants have owned us. And so what we need to do is make sure that we shove back hard and we be as aggressive as we can be. And so I was on the field. I saw him make 5 of 6 in pregame. I'm comfortable with this, and this would make sure that we score in every possession, and that's what we need to do. And nobody could have foreseen a blowout of this proportion. Yeah. So it's like you didn't know that yet. So I kind of liked the move because it was aggressive and the score was in hand.
History dictates that on the road, 7-7 tie, you punt it away and you play field position football. Because what that did is now Eli Manning's got the ball.
Oh, I know he's got a hell of a field position.
As opposed to being there. Look, your whole offensive playbook is available to you at 1st and 10 from your own 41-yard line. 1st and 10 from, let's say, your 10, it's a
different
playbook.
Play. Yep.
So I think he was bold. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
He was bold, but I don't think it was the right choice.
Okay. But that embarrassment factor is unfortunately going to cost the Vikings dearly. Any hope? I mean, because it would have been a tough enough challenge.
Well, here's the thing, though. What I will say about this game is that the Packers allowed the Giants to run the bejesus out of the football.
Yeah.
And if Adrian Peterson tears it up and has a huge game.
AP gets 120 yards. I got a dollar.
I don't have any more dollars. But I don't want that bet anyway.
Because he gets 120.
I've got dollars.
You've got 85 cents.
Yeah, I do. Wait a minute. I got change.
Oh, no. You know that Jeff don't take change.
No, we'll make it a dollar. Okay. You know, I put the change dollar there for...
Do you want me to loan you some? I'll loan you the torn one.
Oh, that's quite all right. I'm not taking that bet. I think Adrian Peterson.
You know,
has
people
a big
live for the bets on the show. I've
do they
been told.
Been told that that's.
I haven't been told by anybody. You know, we don't get feedback anymore on the show. They just go, thanks.
Yeah.
It's like, well, Ed will tell us that we're wrong. Yeah, guys, you were wrong on that.
He did tell. Well, he saved my butt though.
He listens to TalkSport. Yes. He lives in Kansas.
Yeah,
and he's listening to British radio just to help us out.
Yeah, that's great.
And he sends me he IM'd me during the show.
Okay,
you might want to fix this.
He IMs me on Facebook.
That's cool. That's what I meant. Facebook.
Yeah. So he'll give me a stat or something.
So TalkSport Radio is now about 23 hours a day, Sirius XM 94, Sirius XM Football Club.
Football Club.
Which is just TalkSport Radio with occasionally there's a guy who drops in for a little while. But you can generally listen if you happen to be on the road at reasonable hours here in the United States of America, you can listen to us. We do quarter hour updates on the games, and then in the 3 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time hour, based on figure out your own location, you can hear us for prolonged 45 minutes stretch where we do the rest of the NFL and stuff. So, tune in.
So we've got three games down. We're 41 minutes in, so we got to book it. I got Packers.
49ers at Rams. The only loss that the 49ers have suffered, it was not a loss. It was a tie.
I have to take this call because I believe it's
the
school.
8-2-1 49ers. 4-6. And one St. Louis Rams. Yes, it is the and one bowl here. And in the and one bowl, I think that payback is a biatch. And the 49ers.
I don't want to see the and one bowl.
I'm just glad that they get to square off again and right this wrong on this blemish on the 49ers where the Rams go, oh, we're so good. We went into San Francisco and got the tie. Yeah. And they did win the tie.
And then they lost to the Jets.
You betcha. If you lose to the Jets, you suck. Because, look, the Jets will do everything in their power to give you the game.
Yes.
But the fact was Sanchez showed up that day. So what do you get? You can't predict when he's going to
come. That's the thing with the Rams. You can't predict with the Rams
you
either.
You can't just follow Danny Amendola. The team goes with his health, and his health has been up and down, and the team has therefore been up and down. Okay. More down than up. But the 49ers will go on the road into the comfy confines of St. Louis and the Edward Jones Dome, and they will beat the Rams because they are pissed off about the and one.
Yes.
Because they know they lost. They know that they did not tie. They know they lost.
Should we...
Colin Kaepernick has been anointed the starter again.
They lost half a game, I mean, in essence. A tie is basically you get half a win.
But they're gonna walk away with the NFC West. But they would very much like home field throughout, obviously.
If the games go as we predict, we have the Niners winning this one. We have the Bears beating the Seahawks. That, in essence, all but wraps up the West for the Niners.
Yeah.
A Seahawks loss and a Niners win.
Clinch.
Is pretty much.
But the 49ers expected to win the West, so that's not the point.
Yes.
The point is home field, which they had last year. And they still lost those pesky Giants.
Yes.
And so, look, I still know that they've got the Giants somewhere in their mind.
The Falcons and the Niners right now, they have the 1-2 seed. They control their destiny for the 1-2 seeds.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple. They don't have any other team really giving them chase except for the Bears. And the Bears are going to need help. They're going to need the Niners to lose at some point. And they're going to have to win. I think right now 1-2 is going to be Atlanta, San Francisco. We both have the 49ers.
Colin Kaepernick, just to reiterate, has been anointed starter.
And I think, I don't think you anoint a starter now week to week. I think you just say, Colin Kaepernick's my guy. And he's got to do that.
Well,
if he doesn't do that, he is being pretty, and I don't want to say dumb.
Just say weenie,
but
then.
I don't know what it is. I think if you've now decided... Because here's my fear, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
You say Colin Kaepernick's my guy. Let's say he goes into St. Louis, and the Rams got it's a decent defense with Long.
They got a terrific defense.
They get after the quarterback. Let's say they get after him, and he struggles in this game, and the Rams win, or they tie again. All right,
let's say they tie.
Then what do? You got to stick with Kaepernick now, right?
Tune in, friends alert.
Seriously.
Alert you guys. I'm serious.
Danger, Will Robinson. What do? Let's just say for all intents and purposes, he goes in there, they stink it up, the Rams get after him, they shake him up a little bit, and the Rams come out with a win.
But, Steven, the piece that you're omitting here is what Jim Harbaugh knows what I know, what I think you know, but you're forgetting. Who's Alex Smith? If there's anybody in the NFL that is completely unflappable, it is Alex Smith.
Yeah, I think you lose a guy at some point, especially with a move like this.
I believe you lose a guy at some point, too. But you don't lose Alex Smith over this because he's been down this – he's danced this dance so many times that it's like, oh, so basically I have to go out and win the job again. Okay, I'm prepared to do that because I've done that over and over again. And you can't break – guys
– over his last Steven, 26 when you have, starts
– when you've lived through the stockades
is
and you've lived in that little Vietnamese hut where they poke sticks at you and put a Bengal tiger in there with you, and you survive all that, you come out a stronger man.
I want to make sure you heard that stat. Over the last 26 games
– I know the stats. I could tell you Alex's stats. And his completion percentage is 70.1. I can tell you all of Alex's stats.
Yeah.
I believe he is statistically a better quarterback, but what the 49ers need is a red zone target that's going to get you more than field goals and somebody who can stretch the field.
Good luck with this move if they lose
to the Rams. If it backfires, Alex Smith will be there, and I'll put all these dollars up because I believe in Alex Smith.
Yeah.
And he is one of the rarest forms of humans that cannot have his will broken, Stephen.
Harbaugh is...
He can, and Jim Harbaugh knows
there's
that.
There's a way to like Kaepernick, and there's a way to say Kaepernick is my
rad.
Guy.
He's fun, but he wouldn't do it if he didn't have the unflappable Alex Smith.
He's got Rams and Seahawks. He's got two division rivals in the next two games. And if they lose either one of those... They keep the Seahawks in play, and I think he will struggle having to go back to Alex Smith, and I think the team might struggle.
I just Vernon Davis could be happy.
It's a wishy-washy thing.
Bench you Vernon Davis in fantasy football. Find another tight end.
There is one position in the National Football League that I think we've agreed you cannot be wishy-washy with, and that is your quarterback. Ask Ken freaking Wisenhunt about being wishy-washy with a quarterback.
You're going to put the character of Alex Smith up against the likes of John Skelton and Adam Lambert. I'm kidding about Adam Lambert. I don't know what his name is.
You and I have agreed for as long as we've done this show, if you've got two quarterbacks, you've got none.
That's right.
And that is the danger that Harbaugh is playing with Kaepernick and Alex Smith, because he keeps saying he doesn't want to say, this is my guy. He keeps saying, I will go with the hot hand. Which means he's saying, I've got two starting quarterbacks. And as a matter of fact, I think he said as much, I've got two starting quarterbacks.
Well, what he said is, I have a starting quarterback and I don't have a backup.
And Kaepernick is not a backup.
It's not a backup. Right.
So when you've got two quarterbacks, you've got none.
Steven, let me stop you here just for sake of time. I don't disagree with you that he's playing with fire.
Yeah.
I just think he's right. Okay? I think that he has assessed the character of Alex Smith correctly, and I would be shocked if Alex couldn't answer the bell and the team wouldn't rally around him, because the team respects the hell out of him. They don't. They would rather he not be the starter, I think, personally, because he doesn't have explosive capabilities. But they respect him because of what he's endured and how well he's performed and where he's taken them. So I don't. He's playing with less fire than you normally would be in this situation. That's all I'm saying. But you're right, Steven. It could potentially be a foolish move.
Yeah, and we'll go and see. We'll see over the next two games.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Denver Broncos. Bucs 6-5. Broncos 8-3. Haven't given you any lines because there hasn't been any lines that have surprised anybody here.
Yeah.
Morning game on Fox. The Buccaneers, sorry. This is now an afternoon game on Fox. The only afternoon game. This will only be seen if you live in the Tampa Bay area or Denver.
Yes.
I'd say Denver because it'll sell out. Tampa Bay, you get to see your team on TV for once, which is kind of fun. You never get to see your team on TV, but it's going to cost you, unfortunately, the Steelers-Ravens game, which is too bad.
Right.
But it will be on Fox at 1 o'clock, where the Broncos are favored by 7 against Tampa Bay, a hot Tampa Bay team.
Yeah, but I think the Falcons kind of showed a little bit what the Buccaneers are about.
Gave them a little humbling. A little humble pie.
I think the Denver Broncos right now are one of the hottest teams in the AFC.
Are you concerned about their failure to get to double digits last week against Kansas City?
They got the double digits.
Did they?
Yeah.
How many points did they score?
17.
Okay, yeah. But that Peyton Manning would go out there and score less than 30?
Yeah.
Are you troubled by that? I am a little bit.
They struggled in the beginning. They turned it up when they needed to, and they got the win.
Yeah. Win's a win. Win on the road's a win on the road. Yeah, those are tough.
And I just think that
Kansas City's a tough place to play.
You can't put up 30 every week.
You can't. So I've got the Broncos. You've got the Broncos.
Yes,
I wish the Bucks well, but I get to watch Peyton Manning. I don't get to watch Peyton Manning because I'll be busy with the next game, which is really a terrific three match.
This game's off the board right now because they still don't know who's going to quarterback the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I would, again, if I was a wagering man, I would bet that Ben Roethlisberger starts the game.
Yeah, and if I were a wagering man, I wouldn't wager, and I would just say he's being really foolish.
Okay, but so you would agree with me that he is likely to start the game and that he's being foolish?
No, I wouldn't. I don't know what he would do. I think that if he starts, he's going to be a foolish man.
He'll start if he can possibly roll onto the field.
I think is foolish on Ben Roethlisberger's part, because you know any hit that could damage your heart.
Yeah.
I would make sure I'm 100% healthy in the ribs before I go there. And two, if I were Tomlin, I would end that nonsense right now.
Just so you know, we don't go to the darkest depths for comedy. I'm not going to make a joke about having a mortician on scene.
Yes.
So there, we don't go that far, okay, friends.
I would just say Tomlin. I'd be like, you know what, you're not healthy, and even though Batch was awful last week, the best guy that's going to give us the best chance to win is Charlie Batch right now.
Well, especially if I can't have you die.
Well, yeah, that.
Sure, there's
and,
that.
And you don't have to finish the game, which means I have to bring in Batch anyways.
Right.
Let's just give him all the snaps, all the first string reps. Let's get him ready to go. Let's get him to give a better game than he did last week. Oh, and let's tell our running backs to hold on to the freaking football, because any quarterback's not going to win a football game when your backs fumble 8 times.
Okay, fair point. And then I add this. We lose this game, which I believe they will lose this game.
Yeah.
They go to 6-6.
Yeah.
They're still in the driver's seat for a playoff berth, okay? AFC.
It becomes a little mucky.
But because they're in the AFC,
yes,
they're still in charge, and they still could.
I agree 100%.
So get Ben healthy, get him healed, so you have a legitimate playoff run.
But opens the door
for Cincinnati Bungles.
For Cincinnati.
I know.
To take them over, because they have the exact same record.
Look, it's going to be the wild cards in the AFC are going to be fought for so valiantly, and those teams are going to lose week one, period, of the playoffs. But Andrew Luck has got a really tough game ahead of him this week.
Really, honestly, it's a lot easier for the Steelers being in the AFC than it would be in the NFC.
Oh, absolutely.
In the NFC,
chance.
There are 6 teams fighting for 2 spots.
Yeah.
In the AFC, realistically, it's 3.
There's 3.
It's the Colts, the Bengals,
and the Steelers. Yes.
That's it. The Chargers and the Dolphins, they might scrape a little at the end.
Look, the Dolphins have 5 wins blows my mind.
It does. It blows my mind.
Which is why in my revised powerful rankings that didn't make it to the editor in time,
yes,
I moved Miami up quite a bit.
Did they get a little nudge?
Yeah, they got love, because I'm just like, I can't deny your record.
I think that was one of them, too. They because the original ones, before
the ones that got posted.
The ones that got posted. they slipped a couple spots for a win.
For a win, yeah.
That's a little
You
weird.
Do not lose at the bottom of the table for winning, okay?
Yeah.
There's plenty of room there. So you move up for winning when you're at the bottom. It's the top of the table that's hard.
It is hard.
I
just think you're 8-2-1 for a reason.
You've had a couple bad weeks. You've had a couple weeks where you haven't got it done. But what has it done for you?
And I think that's my thing.
Right.
That's my thing in my rankings.
I don't.
You're 8-2-1.
Right.
There were 3 games there where you struggled. And the 10-1 team, yeah, you struggled in those games. But you found a way to win them.
You were victorious.
You found a way to win them.
That's right. And great teams do that.
That's right. That's right.
But there's also the possibility that a 10-1 team hasn't learned, because they've won all their games, they're more susceptible to losing in the future because they haven't had to endure the pain of losing.
Pain.
That is what is factored into my equation, is the pain of losing and how much that is a motivator. When you've had an easy, if you're 16-0, you have fought like hell, okay? But you also haven't tasted losing. And tasting losing is a taste that it takes a while to get out of your mouth.
It's not good.
No. Speaking of taste, let's have a bite of something.
Yeah.
So, you and I both have the Broncos winning at home, 1 o'clock game on Fox. We move to the Steelers at Ravens. We just talked about that. I think we're actually on that. I've got Baltimore. You've got Baltimore. Look, the Ravens are 9-2, friends.
I don't know if we're going to differ.
They're coming. I've got upsets in here. Right. They're coming.
Monday Night Football.
We tend to disagree
games,
at the bottom.
The final games of importance. The New York Giants travel to Washington to face the Washington Redskins. A win by the Skins means that Jeffrey will finally admit that the NFC East is wide open. A loss by the Skins and the Giants improve their lead.
Steven, would just full disclosure here, and yeah, I'm being defensive, but that's okay. Would there be anything that would make me happier than to see a wide open NFC East?
I don't know.
In football land, in the standings and things, is there anything that would make me happier than to have a division in play?
I think there would be. Wouldn't that be exciting? To see a lot of divisions.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Yes.
To have a division in play.
Yes.
Would I not love that?
I think you would.
Okay, so. Just when I say that they're done, that's not me being a hater of anybody or a lover of any. I want parity. I want close.
Right.
I would love for, especially Robert Griffin. Mm-hmm. I would love for him. And Alfred Morris. Robert Griffin goes out this week and says, Alfred Morris is the rookie of the year. That is a leader. Mm-hmm. That is a leader. Yeah. I love Robert. Robert, I want to hug him because he is one of the most fun, exciting, dynamic players.
I'm not sure he wants a hug from you, though.
He doesn't, but once he gets it, he'll go, I felt good. I can't lie, that felt good.
Oh, my gosh. All right, who do you got in this game?
I got the Giants.
You've got the Giants. And it's very difficult.
Monday Night Football, I'm so thrilled to be able to do it for TalkSport Radio. I'm thrilled.
Because although I've got the Giants, I would like to come over here and put green on the Redskins. I would. See? I mean, they're both green. But
they're both green.
You know what?
I don't know your coding system at all. You're trying to force this to be a challenge game, possibly?
No, I don't want this to be the challenge game.
Well, then you better not change anything. The Giants and the Redskins, it's going to be a humdinger. Monday Night Football. Steven,
I just remember that the only way the Giants won last time these two teams played was at the end of the game. The Redskins played a horrible coverage. Victor Cruz got deep on them. Eli Manning in the final seconds threw a touchdown pass.
You let Victor Cruz get behind you?
And they won the game. And that's the only reason they won the game.
Now, are the Redskins a way better team for getting back the wide receiver?
Pierre Garçon.
The waiter, Garçon. Yes. They're way better for having him, but they need more. They're still a year away. They get a safety, they get a corner, they get another receiver, and this is going to be a frighteningly good team.
You know what? I'm going to stick with my Giants pick, but come Monday Night Football, if I even get a hint or a whiff of some trouble with the Giants, I'll flick over.
Okay, well, you just make sure you notify all appropriate media.
Yes, yes, I know. Appropriating the media.
Appropriating the media. That's not what I said, but it's funny.
Oh, I don't appropriate the media? I know.
You can. I mean, it's certainly your prerogative.
I'm gonna send NBC here and CBS over here. And
you know what? I'm just going to keep public television in my pocket. Especially Elmo.
For
wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh, you're horrible.
Say no more.
The Giants. Games of interest.
Don't ever give two men two cards.
Mine just sounds louder.
I can't do anything. I've attunated. I don't know what the word is. I don't know how to pronounce
attuned?
It. Yeah, but attenuation, the shorter form of that. I don't know how to verb that.
All right.
Okay, so I've attuned these all at 6 decibels.
I see.
You have not. Your card is all over the place because you're not completely anal so that you should die.
Yeah, there
you go. I am completely anal so I should die, and I'm trying to get better.
We're going
to
move through these pretty quickly.
Colts, Lions.
I've got Detroit.
This is the toughest game of the week.
Yes. I thought so too, until I.
Me too. Until I went deeper. Until you go deeper.
Some history.
And you go and you look at the Colts' schedule. Did you look at the Colts' schedule?
I didn't.
Whom have they beaten? You look at the Colts' schedule, and you're likely to chuckle.
Really?
And go, wow, no wonder you have 7 wins. No, how do you not have 8?
I go back to the fact that the Lions have not beaten the Indianapolis Colts since 1997.
Holy crap.
The last time the Lions beat the Colts, Jim freaking Harbaugh. Yeah,
that Jim Harbaugh,
the coach of the Niners, was the quarterback for the Colts. Marshall Faulk wasn't a Ram yet. He was still a Colt. But Barry Sanders rushed for 286 yards and 2 touchdowns. And basically they routed the Colts 31-10. That's the last time the Lions have defeated the Colts.
Now, they don't play all that often.
And granted, recent history,
Peyton Manning was kind of the
quarterback.
Peyton Manning
kind of owned the Lions, whatever they did play.
Is it time for things to change? Is Steven seeing change?
It is the change.
Steven is seeing the change.
And the Lions.
I'm with him on this. The Lions just.
Really? I really thought you were going to take the Colts and this was going to be the challenge.
Well, first of all, Vegas, here's what makes you pause. Vegas has the Lions minus 5.
Lions favored by 5. Yeah.
Like, what the flip? A 7-4 team versus a 4-7 team? And the 4-7 team is favored by 5?
They're at home. They're coming off that Thanksgiving loss. They have
11 days.
They're going to come after it, and they will get the win.
Look, the fact is, as a whole, the Lions are probably a little bit better team than the Colts. The Colts have had an easy schedule. Yeah. The Lions have had a difficult schedule. And as a result, the difference in the standings is what you see.
I got to read Peter King's thing.
Please
here.
Do.
He's taking the Colts exclusively.
He would take the Colts because, again, Peter King, wishful thinking.
No, he's got the Lions.
Oh, then I'm wrong. Damn.
I can report exclusively that Andrew Luck will not wear a cup on Sunday. Though if I were him, I might.
Ba-dum-bump.
I guess he really asked him.
Quarterbacks don't wear cups?
Most don't.
Okay. There's not really a reason to, I guess. Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah, but remember, the thing about cups, guys, listen. The thing about a cup, you don't need a cup until you need a cup.
Yeah. I wore one as a quarterback.
There you go. Yeah, because you don't need it until you need it.
But I was a very mobile quarterback. Right. I got out in the pocket and I ran some. So you needed it. Trust me, I needed it.
You don't need it until you need it.
It wouldn't be very gentlemanly like to leave it all hanging on behind and stuff. So. Anyways,
right.
We both have the Lions.
Both get the
I really
Lions.
Wanted that
you
to
think,
be the challenge.
You thought
game.
Before we weren't going to disagree, and now you're shocked that I didn't take the disagree with you.
Patriots and Dolphins.
Woo, doggy, divisional rivals. Oh, my gosh.
You've got the Dolphins?
No, I got the Patriots.
All right, we both have the Patriots. 7.5-point favorites on the road in Miami. The only thing that stops Tom Brady is the sprinkler system. So we both have New England.
I'm actually starting Tom Brady in celebrity fantasy football.
You are?
Yeah.
I thought about it, but
Steven,
who I'm starting.
You know how long I spent to pick my team this week?
How long?
10 minutes.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Because I'm getting my butt handed to me week after week. Why spend the time?
You were thinking about it too much. Is that it?
I might be overthinking, but bottom line is ROI, return on investment,
yeah.
not paying off.
Yeah.
So just screw it. I'm just going to throw together a team that makes sense, and I'm not going to overthink it.
Yeah, don't overthink
Tom Brady's my quarterback this week.
Don't overthink.
Texans at Titans. Texans 10-1, Titans 4-7. 10 a.m. game on CBS. We pity the people that have to watch this game. We're sorry. Titans, 6-point dogs at home. Fear the road dog, except this week.
Except this one. Yeah.
Texans handle the business.
Yes.
The Texans probably go out. I want to think that they're going to put a 35-burger up here. What says you, Mr. Man?
It's possible. They can put a lot of points on the board. Here's the thing, Jeffrey. I want to give you a very fascinating stat.
Since Chris Johnson's gotten better, the Titans have gotten worse.
Arian Foster has 12 rushing TDs.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than the Steelers, Packers, Rams, and Raiders combined.
Okay, but if you put that as a Jeopardy thing, I would say, what are teams without running games? Packers, I mean, now the Raiders. The Rams are supposed to have a hell of a running
game.
Yeah,
with Steven Jackson.
And then was it Ridley? Who's the backup there that's doing?
Bernard Pierce, I think.
Pierce, no, not the guy who went on IR. Although that was, who went on IR?
That was Hunter for the Niners.
No, there's a guy with a funky name that went on IR.
For the Rams?
I don't know. He's a running back, and he was doing well, and I had him in a few places. But anyways, look, I think they're retiring Steven Jackson. I think, frankly, they're trying to keep Steven Jackson fresh to get sold. That's what I think is going on there in St. Louis, and I don't think it's fair to him and his legacy, as the guy has given everything he has to this freaking team. And I would ask you, Coach, please, Fish, let him ball, because he's good at it. And if he was out balling like he should, this game would be really an interesting game instead of a not-so-interesting game.
Yeah, I don't think the Rams have a running back.
And I'm talking about the 49ers game. Obviously, I've regressed. But that happens here. But here's a more interesting game, Stephen. Bengals at Chargers. Really
Cincinnati,
interesting game.
Bengals.
Kind of angry. 2.5 point favorites.
I think I've seen enough from the San Diego Chargers. I've got Cincinnati.
I've seen enough to know that I've seen too much.
Yes, yes.
And I've got the Bengals as well in San Diego. Wow. Yeah.
The Chargers.
They're not even phoning it in. They've got 10 cans.
With their lead against Baltimore. I thought it was fantastic. But all I needed to see was that 4th-and-29 play. If you had never watched football in your entire life,
okay,
and all you saw was that 4th-and-29 play.
This is a cool game.
Yeah, first of all, that's the first thing you said. And you'd be like, that San Diego Chargers team is bad.
Yeah.
They are bad.
Any one of six people could have. Well, and I put it on coaching as well.
Yeah.
You don't have your guys in positions. Everyone was lined up on the, if you are a
this
Raven.
I guarantee.
If you're a Raven, everyone was lined up on the left side.
Right.
You know, or I mean, if you're a Raven, everyone's on the right side. San Diego had everyone lined up on the left side. And you left one half of the field vacated.
No,
this you guarantee.
This I guarantee.
North Turner will be fired as head coach of the San Diego Chargers at the end of the season.
That's not a guarantee. That's like knowing that tomorrow the sun will rise.
Well, I'm guaranteeing it.
Okay, and Andy Reid's going to get fired too. I guarantee that Andy Reid's going to get fired.
Yes, I guarantee.
Andy Reid's going to get fired.
But that one's more a given.
This
with
is a
the
given.
History of the San Diego Chargers and how they've allowed the Norv Turner regime to remain over.
It's a mystery.
Several questionable years. It's not a guarantee. I'm guaranteed.
But you're guaranteeing it. Good for you. You're a brave man saying
Thank
what we
you.
All know. Now, Eagles at Cowboys.
Sunday night football. I'm
football
a little annoyed
in
right now at NBC for not flexing this game out.
I would agree with you. Thank you.
I'm annoyed. And it doesn't have anything with me being a Cowboy fan or anything.
Well, how are you a Cowboy fan? How are you an excessive Cowboy fan if you're asking this game to be taken out of primetime?
I don't know.
Would be the opposite of a Cowboy.
Some people
yes,
will
people
find
see
a way.
Things where they will. But what game do you think, this is good, Stephen, what game would you put on Football Night in America on CBS,
Ooh,
on NBC, I should say?
There's a host
I know,
of
but
them.
Just the best one of the best. The best of the rest.
Vikings-Packers?
Vikings-Packers would be fantastic. Oh, that would... 49ers-Rams rematch, but then
Seahawks-Bears?
Yeah, but so, okay, I would go Vikings-Packers without question.
Yeah, I'd go Vikings-Packers.
Because I think you would
get
a good
Andrew
audience.
Peterson.
I'm thinking about the audience
and
stuff.
Yeah, that too.
You're going to get a good audience. You get Aaron Rodgers on TV. People like to watch
and
Aaron.
Andrew Peterson.
People
like
don't care about him as much on TV.
Yeah,
TV viewers.
Please, TV viewers. Like that. All day? They get to see some action?
No, it's Aaron. It's A-Rod.
It's pretty guys.
The football's A-Rod.
It's the pretty boys.
The guys who do the commercials.
The pretty boys.
Clay Matthews.
Trisha,
they got to get
like,
Clay back on the field.
You got to shave that thing on your face. It's,
yeah. We're getting some objectionable mustaches being grown around the league. Jay Cutler's got one. And Aaron Rodgers has one coming on. Yeah. Stop it, guys. Stop it. My son's who's... That was the wussiest mustache. I almost made fun of him. I didn't. Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, if you're going to grow it, did you even know he's had a mustache?
No, he had that cool red beard.
Right. My son has the coolest red beard in the world. But he also had blonde mustache.
I can't say I noticed the blonde mustache.
It's silly.
I was just fixated by the red beard.
The beastly red beard.
Yes.
Dude, you are red beard.
He looked like a bear.
You look like a freaky pirate. I know. Go out and kill somebody.
And it was so full and
it is.
Thick.
It's thick. Yes. He wants the ladies to run their fingers through it.
Well, smart guy. That's what I would do.
Anyways.
I got the Cowboys and the Eagles. Eagles are done.
Eagles are so done.
They're done.
So, you know, what I was really interested in was
where Vegas would peg the line. Yeah.
Because I didn't know where to put the line on this.
Right.
Because the fact is the Cowboys should win by double digits.
Yes.
But when have the Cowboys this season done what they should do?
Yeah.
Almost never.
Yeah.
I mean, they really shouldn't have won week one in New York.
Yeah.
Okay, so when have the Cowboys done what they should? Not very often. Okay, so they should be winning by double digits. So what's Vegas to do? They put the line at 10.
Yeah.
They put it at double digits. I'm like, oh, that's pressure. That's pressure. You have to do what you're supposed to do.
It was double digits the last time they met. They won by 15.
They should win by 15.
Yes.
They should win by 22, Steven. They should kick the living crap out of the Eagles.
We hope
which
so.
Means they could lose.
Okay? We hope so.
That's what's
and
so sad.
I would really I'm sure the reason why they didn't flex this game out
is
because it's the Cowboys.
Yes. It's ratings, baby.
And they're gonna get huge numbers
even though
both teams are not very good. So that's why they don't flex it out. But they should flex it out to more meaningful football game. That's all I'm saying. Nap games! Jaguars at Bills, Jeffrey.
Oh, by the way, did you know that on BBC they actually have talking heads now on Monday Night Football? They have guys?
I saw that, yes.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Hats off to them. Monday Night Football Showdown. They've actually, NFL UK just sent out a thing about Monday Night Football. I think they're proud that they finally have talent in there instead of a slideshow.
Jags at Bills.
I get to pick the challenge game,
so I
might as well just declare first so that you know that I'm not joshing you.
Okay.
I've got the Jaguars going up into the Bills and winning.
Okay. Well, I'm taking the Bills.
I knew you were. So.
Although the Bills are bad. And
they are bad.
I don't really want to take them.
And Chad Henne has been quite a revelation
He's
for
been
them.
Pretty good.
Quite a revelation for them. And they've added then it's made Justin Blackmon relevant. For the first time all season, and things are rolling a little bit better there in Jacksonville.
I'm not sure the Bills at home, though, lay an egg. That's what it's going to take for Jacksonville.
At one point, I got sidetracked from giving the weather. The national forecast for these games. California will see rain this Sunday.
Yes.
Northern Florida will see rain, and so will Western New York.
And
so this
California,
game,
so that's important for the Chargers and Oakland game.
There you go.
Both of those will have rain?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Rain from Northern California all the way to Southern California.
Dude,
I know it's been
raining
this
morning. This is the only parallel I'm making to Hurricane Sandy.
Okay.
The size of this low pressure system.
Yes.
It's not a storm.
Right.
But it is the largest
huge.
Low pressure system I've ever seen. And so you're going to actually probably have rain from British Columbia down to Mexico. But
wife,
on and off, just scattered showers.
Wife cracked the whip yesterday.
Again? Doesn't her whip get tired?
I know. And basically, we had put up all the Christmas decorations. But
I know.
I had yet to.
You were even so kind as to give your children a runway for Santa's helicopter instead of a helipad because you just love your kids.
That's what they wanted. They wanted a runway.
That's a great dad.
And I told them, but helicopters land on a helipad, and it's a square with an X in the middle.
And if you go out to the New York Times cover today, you'll see a Air Force jet that can land on a helipad.
On a helipad. It's got the rotating.
No, it doesn't
it
rotate.
Doesn't have
They've added thrusters.
Nice.
So this thing goes Mach speed. It breaks the sound barrier, and it can land on an aircraft carrier.
That's awesome.
How freaking cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
Break the sound barrier. And they're going to scrap the project because they don't have the money to finish it. And the thing landed yesterday. Landed 7 feet per second. 7 feet per second.
Yeah.
Just wham.
Just just
sits down on the deck. Yeah. Never wham on your laptop while you're recording.
Probably not,
especially when it's a hard drive based computer.
All right. So is this your challenge game? Since it's
we're not finished.
Oh, we're not finished.
Okay. We're not finished. I said I have upsets.
Ah,
not upset. And I tend to do all right with the nap games.
Okay.
I smell garbage when I see it. Bills are 6-point favorites at home.
Yes.
It's a morning game on CBS. Next, the Panthers at the Chefs. I'm taking the Chefs.
Really?
See?
What?
They're the worst team in the National Football League. But the Carolina Panthers, Steven, are coming off Monday Night Football, where they came out and did a little show for America because Cam loves the big stage. And now they have to go to Kansas City, a place that's very difficult to win.
Yeah.
And Kansas City is going to smoke and mirrors somehow get this done.
Please make this the challenge game. I got Carolina.
I understand that. Carolina is favored by 3.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm making picks that I think are the right picks, Steve.
Great.
And I refuse to be intimidated. Refuse.
Okay.
Then by whom? Finish, I don't know.
Let's finish up. Cardinals at Jets. Both teams 4-7. Cardinals in the midst of a 7-game losing streak after starting the season 4-0.
Cardinals go to 8.
Wow. Jeff's got the Cardinals. We differ again.
Wow.
I'm taking the New York football team. We're going to differ on all 4-9. I hate nap games are challenge games.
I know.
I despise them with a passion.
I know, because they don't count. They're kind of coin tosses. And when the last one, Browns at Raiders, is a pick
in Vegas.
It's a pick. I'm taking the Browns. You're taking the
Browns. Oh, my
God. Oh, we differ on all of them? Holy crap. Well, I have a decision to make.
I've got the Browns.
Steven, don't be a douche.
What?
I'm just trying to code my things. All right. 3 of the 4 nap games, and we're at 76 minutes.
Pick one, and let's go.
I know. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I should take the one where I'm favored. Which there's two that I'm favored.
I'm not favored in any of them.
The Jets are 4.5-point favorites at home.
Yes.
I've got the Jets.
You said Cardinals.
I misspoke.
Okay, so we only differ on 2 games.
Okay, though. That's narrowing things dramatically.
See what you do, though? You code your thing one way, but then you say on the air.
I talk differently.
Yes.
So the lesser of the upset would be the Chefs. Just according to Vegas.
Yes.
The lesser of the upset.
Yes.
Jags at Bills. It's going to be rainy.
I don't care which one you make the challenge game. I'm
going to be happy.
Pretty confident.
Well, trust me. Look, I'm out there.
You're way out there in the nap game.
the fact of the matter is, it's picked, Steven.
Oh, which one is it?
So stop saying pick it so I can actually pick it. I'm going to go with my man, Romeo Crennel.
Wow.
I like Romeo. You like Romeo, but I actually believe that Mr. Crennel can get these guys and say, look, this is our Super Bowl.
What I'm finding very interesting here is, so it doesn't matter that you have given your love to a team for a season. That just goes out the window. You don't care about that at all.
I pick with my brain, not with my heart, Steven.
All right.
Learn a lesson.
I have learned a lesson.
No, I mean personalize my lesson. Personalize my lesson.
I'm good.
You like your philosophy of always taking the Cowboys?
Yes.
He's never once picked against them.
I tell you.
Never once.
I picked against them once. I just changed back to them, you know, right before the game won. And they wound up winning the game, so it was a smart move.
Yeah.
It was a smart move.
There it is.
I've told you, when someone pays me money for my picks, I will pick the way I need to pick.
We've got about 170 people that have paid you a little bit of money, Steven, and some people pay money monthly. They pay $5 a month for your insight. And to entertain them.
Yeah, but I think it's more for the entertainment of the show.
Okay.
Well, not for my picks.
Okay. Which puts the onus on me to finish the video of Steven's punishment, and I'm sorry.
Yes,
not
you
done
need
that.
To do
I'm
that.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I actually have put together a little funny video for our show donors where I am dancing to Gangnam Style.
Is that a song?
Psy. You don't know Gangnam Style?
Is Psy a band?
Oh, sexy lady. You've not seen this guy? Ah, Jeff.
Gee, I'm so sad that we're out of time.
For someone, Jeff, that says that I need to get in tune, you've got...
I don't say that. Oh, you mean about myself?
Yes.
Look, I took a step that I would have bought a lottery ticket this week.
You would have. Did somebody win?
I don't know.
Let's find out right now.
But no, Steve, here's the thing. The fact that I've decided to lay aside being a curmudgeon and try and embrace popular culture and not hate and stop being a hater and stuff, I'm not opposed to whatever that nonsense is you were doing just then, but I don't know of it.
It's a Korean singer. His song has taken the country by storm.
I apologize that I haven't been following Korean music of late.
The thing is that everybody's doing, football players are doing this dance after sacks, after touchdowns. Everyone's doing
it. As long as you're not doing it after sex.
Two winning tickets. $580 million.
Let's go.
I'm Stephen Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis. We got more time than that. We just don't have a lot of time. Two winning tickets.
Two winning tickets.
NFL rants and raves. Thanks for listening.
Did you say who the challenge game is?
It is the Panthers.
You're going to lose. We're out, people.